nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. Through the rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, nothing gonna stop me. Stop me now.
We're serious. You girls pick the restaurant, and Balky and I will take you to dinner. Money is no object.
You heard that right. When Larry and Balky go first class, they eat the whole hog.
You guys must be pretty sure that Mr. Twinkacetti is going to give you a raise.
Oh, he'll give us a raise. Costa Larry put it in very uncertain terms.
After the little talk I had with him yesterday, it's in the bag. I was good. No, no. I was great. I told him that when he walked through that door today, I wanted an answer, and it had better be the right one. Good morning, Mr. Twinkacetti.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Twinkacetti, isn't there something you want to tell us?
Yeah, get to work.
Look at the time. We better go. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Cousin, we're not going to let him do that to us, are you?
No. No, we're not. We're going to clear this up right now. Mr. Twinkacetti, we need to talk about our raise.
Oh, yeah, I promised I'd have an answer for you, didn't I?
You darn tooting.
Yeah, well, I'm a man of my word. No raise.
Well, I guess we're snookered.
What?
Mr. Twinkacetti, we are overworked and underpaid.
I know you're overworked. I'm not insensitive. That's why I hired a new guy to help you out.
Wait a minute. If you can't afford to give us a raise, how can you afford to hire a new man?
Simple economics. It's the trickle-down theory. You see, the money I'm going to pay the new guy will be trickling out of your salary. Sorry.
All right. All right, Twinkacetti, you pushed me too far. Every day you insult me and I take it, well, I'm not going to take it anymore. There are a million jobs out there better than this, and there are a million bosses better than you. I quit.
I quit, too.
Okay, I appreciate your loyalty, and I understand you're willing to make a sacrifice, but you don't have to quit just because I quit.
Yes, I do. We're a team. We should be together.
Of course you should stay together. You share a brain.
Mr. Twinkacetti, you can't talk to Cousin Larry and me like that anymore. Like the great Nancy Sinatra said, these boots were made for walking.
Fine. Walk. Who needs you?
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Well, who needs you? Ha!
Ha, ha,
ha! I felt pretty good.
Well, you can say that again.
Ha, ha, ha!
Now what do we do?
I don't know.
Tomorrow, we go out and get new jobs. In America, you can do anything you want to do. You just have to set your sights high.
Could I be Chief Justice of the Supreme Court?
Lower, Belgi.
Could I be Chief Justice?
Fat Marshes? This can't be the place.
Well, this is the address the employment agency gave us.
This place doesn't have a management program. A methadone program, maybe.
Okay, we train for that. Coffin, come on. Face it, we're going to have to chew the bullet on this one. It's been 2 weeks, the rent is due, and I haven't heard back from the Supreme Court.
Excuse me. We were supposed to meet a Ms. Manning.
That's me, Fat Marcia.
You don't look fat, Fat Marcia.
Thank you, sweetie. I used to weigh 300 pounds, but when I opened this place, I lost my appetite. Now I'm having the time of my life. You boys hear about the jobs, or are you answering my ad in the personal?
We'll hear about the jobs. My name is Belki Bartokhmus, and this is my cousin Larry Appleton.
Hey, you're cute.
Well, I think there's been a mistake.
No, you're cute, all right. And you're not so bad yourself. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Mipos. But I can still work here, can't I?
Well, of course you can, darling. I'm an equal opportunity employer.
Well, I'm an equal opportunity.
Well, the employment office sent us here for management trainee positions, but I'm sure they gave us the wrong address.
No mistake. My other management trainees quit. They were worn out. I'll get you a couple of uniforms.
Well, no, actually, we were really looking for something with career advancement opportunities.
Well, don't worry, cutie. I got a feeling you're going to advance real fast.
She's got a nice smile.
Then, you put the burger on the bun, the bun on the plate. Then you take the ticket from the wheel and you place them both on the counter. And then you ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
I like your spirit, Belki.
Oh.
And you have nice, firm handwriting. Do you ever arm wrestle naked?
Oh! No, that would be cheating.
Cheating? I like that. Here, put these on. No. Like this. Need a hand, honey?
No, I got it.
Oh, there's something about a man in uniform that drives me crazy. I'll see you boys in a couple of hours. I'm gonna go pump some iron.
Oh, cousin, you're not going to believe this.
I already don't believe this.
It's a humongous can of tuna. I bet Charlie and his whole family are in here.
Yes, I bet they are.
And look at this. A message center. And this, a bell system. I can't wait to write home about this.
Balky, wake up and smell the roach spray. This place is one step away from being condemned.
Well, in Meepos, this is a 5-star restaurant. This is the best offer we've had in 2 weeks.
All right. Let's try to make the best of it.
Okay. I won't be the cook.
No,
I won't, because then I get to ring the bell.
Balky, I'll be the cook. You be the waiter.
No, I won't be the cook.
No.
I won't be the cook.
No, you can't be the cook. No, you can't. Balky, please. All right, you can be the cook.
Okay.
Why am I arguing about the level of my humiliation?
See? The kitchen for my friends, the cup for the fisher, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Working 9 to 5, or take it and leave it. Working 9 to 5.
How's that
five.
Chili dog coming?
There you go. Eat, baby. Yeah, baby.
May I help you?
Yeah. Last time I was in here, the meatloaf was gritty. It tasted like sawdust, and the gravy was a kind of greenish-brown stuff. What's it like today?
Pretty much the same.
Give me a double order.
And you have an order of fries coming. Double order meatloaf. Oh, and I'm missing an order of fries.
I don't see an order of fries.
I forgot to put it up. I just need an order of fries.
If it's not on the wheel, you don't get a meal.
I just made that up.
French fries.
I love this machine. It does shrimp, too.
Okay, we don't serve shrimp.
Yes, I know, but if we did, this little baby would fry the little tails off.
Are these ready?
Well, almost. Okie dokie. Now, we got 2 Black Hawk burgers and 1 Puck burger and 3 Slap Shot slaws.
Okay. I can see the orders. Do you have to ring the bell?
I have to ring the bell.
Okay, we got 2 Black Hawks with slaw and 1 Puck with slaw. Your French fries are coming. Your meatloaf will be out in a sec. It's soaking. Anybody need anything?
No.
Good. Balky, this job is a breeze. I think I'll bring in a little TV tomorrow. Balky, what are you doing?
I'm putting 25 patties on the grill. Martha told me to do that. It was a 4 o'clock rush.
She also told me she's taking me to Club Med, but you don't see me packing.
You got vacation already?
No. Balky, I mean, it's 4 o'clock now. You're looking at the rush.
Well, no, Colt and Martha told me there was going to be a rush.
Balky, come here.
Come on.
Look outside. Okay? You see a rush?
I see a big herd of people coming across the street from the stadium.
Oh, my Lord. There must have been a game today.
Colson, pulling the parking meters out of the ground.
It must have been a hockey game.
Oh, that was the worst game I've ever seen. It was a hockey game.
It was the worst. The money they're costing me.
Where is my chili dog?
I don't know. Here, have a puck burger.
What? What's wrong with you? What's going on?
Hey, when are you going to take my order?
Yeah, I'm a little busy right now.
Yeah, right!
Ducky, what are you doing? I lost my place on the wheel. Pat Sajak makes it look so easy. Oh.
Falky, don't go to pieces on me now. I need you. I need. Be here for me. I will.
All right, come on. All right. Put these things together here. I'll just put them together. Everything will be fine. We're just gonna get these right. Right, all of these. We're gonna be fine.
Falky, Falky,
are you with me, buddy?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Hey, I'd like to eat while I still have my teeth.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
My chili dog.
It's coming. You'll be amazed how fast it's coming.
The black pop burgers and the puck pups.
I still haven't ordered yet.
Well, I ordered for you.
Who do I have to kill to get a chili dog around here?
It's ready right now. I'll get it. Come again. Falky, I need a chili dog desperately.
Of course, we're all out of chili.
What do you mean we're out of chili? We can't be out of chili.
Well, my chili happens to be very popular.
There is a man over there who will kill me if I don't give him a chili dog right now.
Of course, we're out of chili. I don't know what to tell you. No, read no, my no, lips. No. We're out
hey, of chili. Hey, Bortos!
Hi.
I still don't have my chili dog.
Coming.
Is that him?
Yes, that's him.
Well, then I suggest we find some chili.
Okay. What is it?
Well, I found something.
What is
it? It looks something like chili.
It's green.
I'm waiting.
Close enough.
This was supposed to be to go, right?
Yes, of course. Here you go. On the house.
Are you walking, jerk face?
Hey, how would you like me to walk on your face, dirt ball?
Now, who are you calling a dirt ball, you jerk face?
You horse brat!
Fire!
Okay, break it up. Put him down. Carefully.
At least two hockey pucks started it.
Out now.
Are we still on for the night?
I'll let you know.
I can explain everything.
Well, there's nothing to explain. It's always like this during hockey season. You okay, honey bunch?
What?
Were you okay, Balky?
Well, I got a little something in my eye, but I...
Well, good, because I was afraid you'd broken something important.
No. I think she just invited me to Club Med.
Oh,
those dogs chasing us?
Because we smell like cheap hamburger.
You smell like cheap hamburger. I'm not sure what I smell like.
I can't believe it. We actually managed to find jobs that are worse than working for Twinkacetti.
Oh, poor thing. It wasn't all that bad.
Wasn't all that bad? Hockey. We spent the day feeding tainted meat to homicidal hockey fans. Not to mention being sexually harassed by the amazing colossal woman. What job could be worse?
Well, what about that lady I saw on television that has to check the waistbands on men's underwear?
What I meant was we should have taken the pay cut and stayed with Twinkacetti. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Twinkacetti, I know the rent is due, but we don't get paid until the end of the week.
Don't worry about that, boys. I just found out why you quit. Donald has something he wants to say. Speak, Donald.
I'd like you to come back to work for me.
Well, what happened to the new man?
He's history. Tell him why, Donald.
That bum was stealing me blind. Now, you two are losers, but at least you're honest losers.
High praise indeed.
Well, Mr. Twinkacetti, we would love to come back and work for you, but it's not possible because we've got new jobs and we're management trainees and we're advancing rather rapidly.
Balky?
On the other hand, every management trainee has his price.
Yes, yes, I see. But we'd be willing to hear your offer.
Make him an offer, Donald.
I was just going to do that, sweetheart. Let's say, same job, same pay, no hard feelings. What do you say?
Let's say we get the raise we should have gotten in the first place. You pay us overtime, and we never hear the word losers again.
Donald says yes.
Can I go now? I still got dishes to do.
Of course, dear. It's nice to have you back, boys.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Twinkacetti.
Do yourselves a favor. Burn these clothes.
Bye-bye.
How do you like that, Balky? We got our jobs back.
Why don't we feel happy?
Maybe it's because we're going back to the same crummy jobs we hated 2 weeks ago.
That's a good point. Very good point. Well, this is one way to look at it. We're not going to have those jobs forever. You came to Chicago to be a photographer, and you will be.
Yeah. And you didn't travel thousands of miles to be a clerk in a discount store.
Yeah. Someday I'll graduate from night school and I'll go to college.
Yeah. And then we can tell Twinkacetti what to do with our jobs, and we can mean it.
Yeah! Cousin, I'm getting happy. Do you know what I feel coming on?
A dance of joy?
Yes! Die, 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 die